WHDD presents Susan Says.
To quote Anna Navarro, the sharp and funny Republican consultant I love watching on TV, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. December 12th was the happiest day I've had since January 20th. Yeah. In a year of otherwise wrenching, maddening, upsetting, ugly days of deranged Donnie, the Alabama election was and is so far the only good day we as Americans can celebrate this year. I must confess I didn't think Doug Jones had a chance. The ugly stereotypes of Alabama were running rampant. And yes, those stories of Moore molesting allegedly, well, people seem not to care. They seem to just ignore it. It seemed like a fait accompli. But after all, he was removed from the bench twice, a racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic. Oh, wait, they know a Jewish lawyer. Never mind. But Doug Jones won. The black community came out even more than for President Obama. The great Republican senator for the state, Richard Shelby, said, do a write-in. I think that's what turned it over, since there were more than 21,000 of those. And of course, that drunk-looking Steve Bannon, who needs a shave and a haircut, and I'd say a bath, though I never got close enough to smell, thank God. He went down there twice to preach anarchy. And then deranged Donnie jumped on the bandwagon, against the wishes of decent Republicans who said, no, we don't want more in Congress. But eventually, finally, something good happened in our political life. Oh, happy day. Yay. Of course, Roy Moore says he still won't concede. He's waiting for God to get into it. Okay. This is the first sign of hope that Democrats will get it together and get out and vote, and that there's actually a bottom to which Drumpers will not descend. Yeah, 21,000 Republicans, they did a write-in. Oh, and yeah, deranged Donnie made one tweet too many against Senator Kirsten Gillibrand now, hinting that she offered him sexual favors. What? Are you kidding me? Hey, guy, don't you understand this is the hot burning coal issue? You touched it, and now you're burned. Women in the Senate who ran poor Al Franken out too soon now are on your case. I prophesize that he will have his first physical with a real doctor in January, as all presidents are required, and they will find something bad. I think he had a stroke myself. Anyway, he will resign for health reasons after pardoning his spawn. Oh, happy day.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.